Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, like I said, let's get into our conversation now with the good pastor. Let's see if the pastor can hear us. Pastor Chiwanda, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me, Mfunis? I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Our question for today, Mfundisi, is celebrating non-religious holidays like Halloween or Valentine's Day inappropriate?
I think the answer is not a straight yes or no.
Okay.
It has to consider certain issues or conditionalities. The answer can be around some subjunctive considerations.
Okay.
For example, what is the meaning of this particular holiday?
Okay.
What does it mean?
Right.
Why do people celebrate on this particular holiday?
Right.
Does it have a background?
Right.
How did it start? How did it start?
Right.
How has it developed over the years?
Mm.
And how do people look at it now?
Okay.
I was looking at Halloween holiday.
Right.
And I discovered that it has to do All Hallows Eve, a certain particular time in which people remembered the dead in their environment, in the Western environment, they remembered the dead. So you can see where Halloween is coming from.
Yeah.
It's coming from remembering the dead.
Right.
And according to sources, it says that they show that it has now become a mixed kind of tradition where it is mixed with Christian with paganism.
Ooh.
Christianity and paganism are mixed in this particular liturgical holiday.
Mm.
Because they remember the dead. So it includes tricks and treatments.
Right.
Yeah. It also includes some types of parties and lighting kind of lanterns. And as it happens, people don't know that it is from a certain pagan background.
Mm.
They don't know. And it has been adopted by a Christianity somewhere in the process.
How do they mix it with Christianity, Mfundisi?
It just looks like it's a peg. It's non-religious. It's a non-religious what? Non-religious holiday. So that information can help you to make a decision to say, do I need to join in
to
the
participate
celebration of this
in
particular
it.
Day?
Yeah.
The holiday. Mm. Yes. And so, then the conditionalities I was talking about. If you see the holiday is attached to sin. Or attached to some falsity, some lie, false teaching, or some false idea.
Mm.
You may want to exempt yourself from participating in such kind of a thing.
Okay.
You might want to say, the way I have studied this particular holiday and what happens, I think I will not participate.
Right.
And also, there is another conditionality. In the celebrations, that is of the activities that take place.
Right.
As people celebrate, what activities do they do? I was looking at Valentine.
Yeah.
It's about love and affection. Yeah. But when you go into the background, it's also coming from a Roman pagan ritual. Roman pagan ritual. Mm-hmm. And the Christians have taken it to honor a certain saint by the name of Valentine.
Mm.
That Valentine, a certain saint, whose task has been to help couples get married secretly. If their marriage is not acceptable, then Saint Valentine would come and get the married secretly.
Mm.
Mm? So she that Saint Valentine is the one who is celebrated in is actually honored in that particular time, and people send cards, gifts, and romantic gestures just to demonstrate that something is happening around marriage. Yeah. So you can see that there again you can question and say, this particular holiday, I will participate in it or I will not. But you will also discover that what was pagan has finally become Christian. And what was irreligious or non-religious is also attached to some religion. So you may also want to say, can I work like Paul? Because Paul was saying, when I was among Gentiles, I was a Gentile. When I was among Jews, I was a Jew.
Okay.
In Acts chapter 9, verses 19 to 23.
Right.
So you can also say, I have best friends I work with. They enjoy this Valentine thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they look at it as pagan.
Right.
I don't think they look at it as something that is contributing to anything negative.
Right.
What if I join them, socialize with them, so that it can be an evangelistic connection? So
right.
Maybe I can use friendship evangelism through these kind of ordinary holidays where people are just enjoying themselves. You can be maybe several couples, several families, you just enjoy, decided to enjoy yourselves, to eat together, to play together, and to enjoy with your children. Or you are simply saying, let's take time as couples and go to the lake and enjoy ourselves on Valentine. You are not really sinning as such. And you also you are not even conscious of anything pagan or anything related to whatever. You are just saying we are enjoying ourselves.
Right.
I don't see anything wrong. I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that. I would go with those friends because at the end of the day, maybe God can link us to show each other some light. Some light.
So what is our standard of measure? What standard do we use to determine these things? When you say you don't see anything wrong with that, is there anything biblical that could help us? Because now you've only touched on Halloween and Valentine's. We have others. We have birthdays. We have Christmas. We have Day of Freedom Day. We have Independence
Labor
Day,
Day,
Labor Day.
Yes.
We've got all sorts of them. So what is the standard? Do we have a biblical standard to measure what is appropriate and what is not appropriate?
It will be difficult for us to do that because the Bible does not mention those holidays.
Absolutely.
It doesn't know. The Bible doesn't know those holidays.
Absolutely.
Doesn't know
yes.
The holidays are not in the Bible.
Yeah.
They're outside the Bible, they're extra biblical.
Yeah.
So you would need to use your judgment as a child of God.
Okay.
How am I going to relate to Valentine?
Right.
As a child of God.
Right.
When you find your friends who are relating with Valentine in a happy way, they want to celebrate, they want to enjoy themselves, you can also say, let me join them. But you also have to ask yourself a question, why am I joining them?
Right.
What is my purpose for joining them? And that's where I can guide with the text.
Okay, go ahead, give us the text, Pastor.
And that text is this. It's Matthew chapter 5,
yeah,
verses 13 to 16.
Right.
I'm not going to read it, but verse 13 tells, it mentions that we are the salt of the world.
Right.
So, S-A-L-T.
Yeah.
Meaning that we are the preservers of the world.
Right.
We are those who must mix with the world to make it palatable, to make it better.
Yeah.
Yes. So it means that we have to find ourselves amidst the people that we want to help to be saved through
and
Jesus
influence.
Christ.
Yeah.
So because of that, As a salt particle myself, I will mix wherever I can be mixed, so that the people can learn. You see,
yeah.
And in verse 14 to 16, we are called the light of the world.
Right.
So if we separate ourselves totally from the world, I don't mix. I don't follow these holidays. Mm. These holidays are pagan. Yeah. These evil holidays, they came from evil. Hey, they have just been taken into Christianity. And you have such a strict kind of attitude towards the holidays and towards the people who are participating, then it means that you are bringing the Pharisaical angle where you are becoming a separatist.
Yo. So what exactly are you saying we must do, Mfundisi?
You are now trying to separate yourself completely from the world around you.
You'll find you find people who are going to be quoting, "Come out of her, my people."
Yes, that's fine. Come out of her, my people, would have addressed the issues that are coming out of. Those issues are different because they are not about holidays.
Yeah.
Those issues are serious, which must be disclosed to the people for them to understand where they are and what they are doing. But they are not related to these holidays.
So what is the pastor saying we must do, actually, Mfundisi? What exactly are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to stay away from these pagan holidays, or do we engage?
I am saying that if you choose to stay away, stay away. But you must have a reason for doing that.
But you just said you're being a separatist when you stay away.
Yes, I wanted to tell you that there is another last point I wanted to make.
Okay, go ahead.
It is balancing between exclusivity and inclusivity.
Okay.
You must balance. You are supposed to be excluded from all that is evil or has an appearance of evil.
Right.
But you also have to know that you have to be included as a human being among human beings.
Yeah.
You have to be included. So you have to balance the degree of your inclusivity. Let me use that one. Inclusivity, the degree of your inclusivity and the degree of your exclusivity. How much am I going to exclude myself from all that is evil around me?
Right.
And how much am I going to include myself as a human being among human counterparts?
Okay.
So that's the balance that we need to make.
So people who don't know what you know about the pagan origins of certain festivities, what then must they do? Because it is not everybody who has access to information about the pagan origins of Valentine's, Easter, or Christmas, for that matter. So those people who don't have access to that information, what is to happen about them?
I think the easiest thing that can be done is that those who are leaders in the faith communities should be able to go on the internet, Google these particular various holidays, understand their backgrounds, understand the rationale for the holiday, and see what they mean. And also teach people that although it has this particular evil state or source of doctrinal errors, but now this particular holiday is understood as an ordinary thing by everyone around.
Right.
So because of that, it has a contribution to inclusivity.
Yeah.
It has a contribution to our inclusivity.
Do we really want to be inclusive, Mfundisi?
Yes, we want to be inclusive with other humans so that we can share with them the come out of her, my people.
My question
How are
is,
we going to say come out of her, my people, when you put them all by themselves? They'll say, no, you hate us.
My question is not necessarily including people, but their practices. If we're going to participate in Halloween, participate in Easter, participate in Valentine's, and all these other pagan origins, is the objective not to include the people, but not their practice?
If we include the people into our lives, but we don't include ourselves into their practices, it's good.
How do we do that, Mfundisi? That's the issue. Remember, the issue is about these people who celebrate Halloween. If in my community where I live, people are celebrating Halloween, you're saying I must go and do it with them so that I can reach them. My question is, when I do it with them, am I not participating in the pagan rituals?
I tell you, there are conditionalities.
Okay.
There are three conditionalities. The first conditionality is attachment to sin and falsity. Is the holiday attached to sin? Is the holiday attached to a lie, a false doctrine? Number two, is the holiday having activities that appear not to be activities that could be acceptable in a godless fear? What are the activities they are doing? How are they celebrating?
Let me give you an example, Mfundisi. Let's give an example on a very prominent holiday, Christmas. When we speak of Christmas, there is nothing biblical about Christmas. Quite frankly, there is no Christmas tree in the Bible. There are no Christmas lights in the Bible. There was absolutely none of these rituals that we are talking about here. Quite frankly, when you go into the origins of Christmas, it predates the birth of Yeshua. It has pagan origins. So my question again, while Christians are saying, oh, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, but the means by which they are celebrating him, which is hanging things on a Christmas tree, has its own pagan religion. The actual Christmas tree has its own pagan origins. What then? How do we separate there, ubi sikofin, the good from the bad?
I think the Christmas tree, I've seen it being put in homes, in places, with lights showing and having some limelight showing it so that people can see the Christmas tree. To me, that Christmas tree, I haven't seen any sin in it. I haven't witnessed anything evil in it because it's just an object which is there. Whether it is something that people worship, I haven't seen them worship it. I just see it in homes, beautifying their home. So to me, I don't have anything to worry about it. But I have seen what we do somewhere in our places where people drink a lot of beer on the Christmas day. They do a lot of drinking, a lot of smoking, a lot of doing evil with women and men. I say, how is this celebrating Christmas something like this? How is it? You see? Others go to their churches and do their church things. They can continue with that. But if a friend called me to a celebration of Christmas and I asked what they are doing there, and I find that what they are doing is not something that is going to make me drunk, make me smoke, or go on. And maybe I can join them just to run the friendly event.
So let's point out these pagan origins. You're saying you don't know them well. As far as the colonized Jewish community at the time of the birth of Yeshua, the Romans, who were their colonizers, had their own festivals. One of their festivals is the festival of Saturnalia. The Romans celebrated Saturnalia, a two-week festival honoring their god of agriculture, Saturn, S-A-T-U-R-N, Saturn, with feasting and giving of gifts and revelry, all those things that we see at Christmas. That's what they did to celebrate Saturnalia. And also, they had Sol Invictus, which was about the 25th of December. On the 25th of December, they also celebrated the birth of Mithra, their sun god, marking the return of longer days after the winter solstice. That's what happened at the time in that place. And they set after the baptism of the soldiers of Constantine, and he declared his soldiers baptized and emerged church and state, they merged the empire with Christianity, and Christianity was merged with the empire. And so we saw this happening. While you're saying you don't know it, that's the actual origins of these Christmas trees and celebrations and gift giving. It was never about Jesus.
Of course. I like that. That's where I was saying there is this conditionality of having studied and understood all that background. You can make a decision and say, from what I know, I will not participate. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a decision. That decision is important also. But you should also understand that if you have some Christians who will be buying some food, invite their friends, let's come for Christmas enjoyment here, barbecue some meat there and eat it. You are not going to blame them and say you are worshiping idols because Christmas is from idol worship. You're not going to do that. You will allow them to enjoy themselves. And that's where I'm coming in to say I may find myself involved in some of these kind of holidays just for the sake of Paul's principle. When I was a Jew, when I was among the Jews, I behaved like a Jew. When I was among the Gentiles, I behaved like a Gentile.
So again, I ask him, now that we know the pagan origins of Christmas, why do we see it being practiced by Christians? Why did we see it done at the General Conference?
Yeah, probably you should understand that as a church now, the ones you have called the General Conference people, that's a church. As a church now, we have adopted a stance of the Western stance, because the West, the Western Christianity, I'm talking about Western Christianity, accepted Christmas as a general thing that deals with celebrating Jesus. That's how Western Christianity has taken it, regardless of the background. But Western Christianity has said,
I was actually targeting Adventist Christianity. Surely Adventist Christianity is dissimilar from Western Christianity. We know better. We read. We know the pagan origins of these Christmas trees and the evergreen tree, which has absolutely nothing to do with our faith or our scriptures. Why do we also welcome this as Seventh-day Adventist Christians?
I'm differing with you a bit, and just a little bit. I'll show you where we are differing.
Okay. Go ahead.
When you talk of Adventist Christianity,
yes,
as different from Western Christianity, that's where I differ with you.
Okay. Go ahead and put it.
Adventist Christianity is Western. It's American. It's American.
Okay.
Christianity.
Okay.
Yes, Western Christianity is America.
But the bottom line, it's not biblical, Mfundisi. That's what I'm suggesting. That as Adventists, we have dedicated ourselves to studying the scriptures, not the American way, but the scriptures. Why do we, knowing the scriptures and that the scriptures have nothing to do with the evergreen tree, as scriptures, our scriptures have nothing to do with the glow lights, our scriptures have absolutely nothing to do, no injunction to give each other gifts. All of these things are not part of our traditions as Bible-based Christians in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. My question is, why do we do it if we know better?
That's where you must know that churches respect their roots.
Oh, our roots are in the Bible.
Churches respect their roots. You might say we stick to the Bible, but when you look carefully, you discover that churches stick to their roots.
You know where the danger is. Okay. Okay, all right. I hear you. Thank you very much, Pastor Chiwanda. Let's leave it right there. I really enjoyed our conversations, Mfundisi. I must invite you once again to come and talk to us. We learn a lot. Your honesty, Mfundisi, your directness, it's so, so enlightening. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day further and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. That was Pastor Chiwanda. He was talking to, my goodness, Mfundisi Chiwanda. I like the old man's honesty. I like it. I tell you, that's why we're going to have him again for Sinai, so that we can learn from the old man. I mean, this is what we want. This is what we need. We desire all these kinds of lessons. How else do we learn?
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.